Jack says listening.
Jake's. Yes, I hope I got that right. This is KC4SKD, Larry here.
SKD, KB2HXS, Dave here. Good morning.
How you doing? I'm just getting out of church, headed back home.
Gotcha. Well, we just got done with the house cleaning. Just waiting for the wife to get ready. We're going to go out and just do a little bit of shopping today. Spend that hard-earned money.
It's easy to do. Spend lots of it, too. I've been working on my truck project. The valve cover gasket's leaking, and the knock sensor's needed replacing, and I've spent over $1,000 on it already.
Believe. I have a 2015 Durango, and my wife has an 09 CRV, Honda CRV, and knock wood, they're running pretty good. But then again, I'm a little bit of a fanatic when it comes to maintenances and oil changes and things like that. But what year is your truck?
It's a Toyota Tacoma, and it's got the 3.4 V6, and it's been leaking oil really bad, getting all over the frame and the steering rack and on the exhaust manifolds, and I thought, I better get this thing fixed. So I put it in the garage and took the intake off and got a bunch of parts laying in the garage floor.
Yeah, I tell you, I'll do minimal work on my vehicles anymore. I'm not, back in the 80s, early 80s and late 70s and stuff, I worked on my Chevelles and engines you can actually work on. But nowadays, my God, you have to be a computer scientist to work on some of this stuff.
Well, you have to have a bunch of special tools. For the most part, I do whatever I can, but anything much more, I had to work on this RAV here. It blew the head gasket, so I took the head off and took it to a machine shop. But much more than that, and I'd have to carry it somewhere because I don't have the tools to take engines out.
Yeah, I don't either. I gave up all the engine hoist thing. I got a floor jack and floor jack stands and things like that. And, I'll do brake jobs and things like that on my vehicles. But when it comes to pulling engines and transmissions and working on rears anymore, no, thank you.
Think about what my youngest brother did. He lives near Charleston, and he's a ham as well. And I asked him, I said, what'd you do this past weekend? And he sent me a picture. He's got a sailboat that cost $1.3 million. So they say that on the sailboat a good bit this past weekend. I thought, man, what a lot.
I'll copy there for a minute. I'm not sure where you're at. But I didn't really catch what you said.
He's got a sailboat that costs $1.3 million, and so they spent the time on sailboat again. I thought, what'd be nice?
Real choppy. He said something about $1.3 million or something. But what's your location? Where you at?
Outside of Easley. I hope you can hear me now.
Easily, and can I hear you now? You're real choppy into the machine. I'm not sure where you're at.
Is this any better? I can hear the repeater. It's a little scratchy, but I can hear it okay.
Yeah. There are some areas that block the antenna, especially if you're near Paris Mountain or if you fall down into a little bit of a gully or something, or, you go down the side of a hill. But, yeah, it's... I'm at a base station. I'm in Greer, so I got a pretty good shot to the machine.
What he's talking about is my brother. Last weekend, he has a friend that's got a sailboat, cost $1.3 million. So he said that I said, what'd you do last weekend? He sent me a picture of him on the sailboat. I thought, man, what a life.
Wow, that was a heck of a lot stronger signal. And I thought you said cell phone. I didn't hear you say sailboat. Oh, my gosh, that was a good signal. Ah, excellent. I don't have anything worth $1.3 million, but pretty close.
That's what he does on weekends. And he goes out in his boat. He just himself has got a Sea Ray with a full sleeping quarters and a kitchen and and air conditioning, and so they just go out to a little island somewhere and drop anchor and spend the weekend out grilling hamburgers and riding jet skis, and I end up working on cars and trucks.
Goodness. Good God. Well, I guess if you got it, flaunt it.
I'm going to have to come see him, spend the weekend with him, but I've had vehicle problems I've really had to get to work on, so I got to get these vehicle problems fixed first.
Gotcha. Yeah, that was your transmission is getting much better. I can hear you full on 100% now. But anyway, I'm going to let you go. I got to get back to doing what I'm doing here. I got to help the missus, and then we're going to be on our way out the door here shortly.
Yeah, timing's about right because I'm far from the house and gotta go in and get something to eat and see what I can get done this afternoon. But good talking to you. Hope you have a good rest of your day. KC4SKD.
Very good, sir. Have a good day, sir. KB2HX at 73.